Last year, we sent our very first full-time missionaries to Japan. How cool is that? And they're not there just because they like sushi. They're there to tell people about Jesus. And it's near and dear to my heart because it is my son, Evan, and his wife, Pam, and their wonderful children as they work with YWAM. And they sent us a little home video to show us and tell us what's going on. Here it is.
Asian family, it's Evan.
And Pam. It's been almost a whole year since you guys have sent us to Japan, and this is what's been going on. When we moved here in March of 2024, we made a mad dash to find and settle in a home, and then we got right to work.
Soon after arriving in Japan, I went with YWAM Sendai's disaster relief team to Noto, Japan, which was hit by a devastating earthquake. There we worked in the demolition of infrastructure that was threatening some still standing homes and cleared out the living areas of some abandoned temples. And though the earthquake was extremely devastating, we had the opportunity to share the gospel to many survivors.
We also work with YWAM's Kitchen Cart. This is a ministry that serves the homeless with free food, and also we build relationships with university students, which then get to share the gospel with.
We love having short-term teams come from all over the world. We get to do great things like that with them, like running programs in the Red Light District and large community sports events. And we are so excited that Pam and I have taken on leading all short-term teams that come to YWAM Sendai. And we get to do all sorts of great things with them. We're excited to have teams come in 2025.
On top of the short-term teams coming here to work with the Japanese, we'll also be running massive programs, like with the festivals here in Japan, expanding the university ministries, and running a massive Christmas program next year. And lastly, we want to introduce little Miss Olive that we welcomed into our family. She's been quite a handful, but this family adores her so much, including Arabella.
We love working to reach the Japanese and are excited to bring the gospel to Sendai. And thank you so much for all of your support.
We love you, Fusion Christian Church.
Yay! All right, we love being a part of missions around the world. Now, we're going to hear from a lot of our ministries and missionaries today that we support. So why don't you welcome to the stage Ann Unmack from Project Touch. She comes. Chuck and Terry from Circle of Care. And Jessica from Birth Choice. Where are you? Oh, there you are. Come on up here. They deserve a better applause than that. Come on up here, everybody. Yep. Wonderful. Yeah, wherever. Yep, pick a seat. Anyone, they're all the same color. Good. Wonderful, these are amazing, awesome, wonderful, spectacular people. And they're gonna tell us about what's going on. And you are the chosen one to my left. So you get to go first, Anne, from Project Touch. We love you. Tell us what's going on at Project Touch and how we can be involved.
Well, back at you, I love you and Fusion Church. We go so far back in our history. If some of you don't know, when we first started, I don't know how many years ago, 15-ish, Fusion opened their church to allow us to bring homeless as a temporary shelter for about 5 months, and we would be there all through the week. We'd roll it up on Sundays, and yes, the Febreze, and get all going. So in my heart, the heart of a true church to allow something like that. So God bless you guys. Since those days, we have grown exponentially. We now house between the five cities in Southwest Riverside County about 230 people. We have 265 beds. We contract with the city of Murrieta to run emergency shelter, and they just renewed a five-year contract. And you guys feed us every month. Twice a month you come and not just feed tangible food, but we need spiritual food and emotional support. So thank you for doing that. Other opportunities to serve. We have an admin office. We are constantly taking in intakes over the phone. Just this weekend, I'm communicating with a woman in Temecula living in her car with two teenage boys, and we're trying to get that figured out. So yeah, they're trying to foster their poodle. So we're working on that. It's animals, homeless animals too, come with people. You can come, you can join the feeding team, volunteer in our office. We have fundraising events, which Pastor Zach and the guys always love to golf in our main
We do that golf for tournament. Jesus.
Yes, you do. I know, just the sacrifice the that you make. And we have around the corner where your neighbors, if some of you don't know, we have a thrift store, and you can come volunteer there as well. It's a good way to minister to more of the area's homeless. And we're building in Wildomar a life restoration campus. It will be 8 single-story, 10-bedroom units, kind of cut in half like a duplex. And the county has donated $2 million to get that started. And Lennar Homes is coming on board. So I'm in over my head, always have been. And where God guides, God provides. For sure. You do not have to know what you're doing. And that's it.
Thank God. Isn't that amazing? Well, we're always thankful that God knows what he's doing, yeah. Right? Because otherwise we'd be in big trouble. So wonderful. And you can get involved. All these ministries will be out in the community room after service, and you can go talk to them about how you can get involved and how you can pray for them. Please don't sit on the bench. It's not a spiritual gift. Jessica, tell us what's going on at Birth Choice.
Well, thank you very much, Pastor Zach. So Birth Choice is a pregnancy resource center. We're located, we have 3 centers, one here in Temecula, one in Hemet. I'm the center director of both of them. And then as well, we also have a center in Palm Desert. And if I can just share just real quick how much the Lord is just blessing our ministry. It's been a hard couple, probably 2 years. And then all of a sudden, the last, I would even say 4 weeks, God just has just flooded our ministry and just blessed us. And so there's a lot of things obviously that come with that. And so we're always looking for hands and feet. But let me tell you a little bit about what we are and who we are and what we do. We are reaching out to women and men who are dealing in a crisis pregnancy situation, who are in fear of their losing their livelihood and not understanding who they are because they don't have possibly an identity in Christ. And so our job there is to just to be the hands and feet of Christ, to be able to teach them and show them really who they are in Christ and just be there. And if we know that if we can show them who they are, then we can save that baby. It's not about the baby all the time. These little babies, I don't know if you guys can see, these little babies are under scrutiny and the biggest genocide ever in the world. 70% of people who are having abortions claim to be Christians. We have a job to do here in our churches, right here. And I just wanna encourage you that if you know somebody, that if you they need help, please bring them along. We have a fatherhood project. We have ways to be able to help moms and dads through diapers, wipes, formula, food. And we also have advocates who just love on these moms and dads who want to give them everything. And we pour out because they become family to us. So just know that we are an extension of your church. And Pastor Zach, we're very thankful because a couple times you guys have come and helped us and grabbed clothes to just fold the clothes for these moms so they have clothes to be able to put on their babies' backs. And you guys have done so much for us. So we're looking at how we can continue to partnership, have a partnership with all of you guys. And you're a blessing. And every single one of your giftings is important. And just like Pastor Zach said, you can't sideline. So if your heart is being tugged even just a little bit, please pray and let us know. So thank you.
That. Jessica, just real quick, give us like when somebody comes in the clinic, what's the restoration? Give us like maybe a little story of what's happened in life, somebody that's come in, they were looking to get an abortion, but they came to Birth Choice.
If I can give you one of the most heartfelt stories that happened in this last year, we have had what's called an APR program, an abortion pill reversal program. The abortion pill is now dispersed through the mail, so anybody can get it, any age. We had a mom who was married with 2 kids, who was a Christian, who came in and was in fear because she went to Planned Parenthood and took one of the pills. She left. She never told her husband. She walked out. She's like, what did I do? Praise God, she had the opportunity to find us and the program, and she was able to come in and get progesterone. And with that, with getting progesterone through the entire first trimester of the pregnancy, she was able to save the baby. And now that baby comes in her arms. I just saw him last week with 9 teeth, and he's the cutest. And so for us, it's just being there with these women and just loving on them because there are so many people who just don't show them love. And so we're just Christ when we're there with them at all times.
Yeah, amazing. I just want to highlight something that she said, because she said it in first service too. Just because people come to church and just because they say they're Christians and following Christ doesn't mean they have their life together, because none of us do. And they still struggle with things, even something as serious as an abortion. And maybe that's you. And I know Jessica can attest to this, that there is forgiveness and grace in Jesus Christ as people go through those things. So if that's something you struggled with, go talk to Jessica afterwards, and she'll be able to help you and encourage you through that, because I know that God's bigger. Yes. Chuck and Terry.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, we love having you here. Tell us what's going on.
So Circle of Care is a food ministry. We give away box food, and you all have been involved with us once a month for quite a while, and we love it. You guys do such a great job. Winnie, our leader on Wednesday, loves Fusion Church and thanks you every time you come. I'm so excited to hear all the relational things that God's doing in the valley through with the nonprofits. And when you give food to someone, it's very relational as well, because it's just a basic need. And so we get to love on people in ways that there's no qualifying. They just show up and we give them food and they're pretty surprised about that. But it's exciting. We celebrated 25 years, September last year. So we're on our 26th year. And we're just really, really delighted that we have been able to do this. It's been a blessing, and God's been blessing us immensely. And I'll let Chuck tell you a little bit more.
Good morning. I'm all for world missions and going out and so forth. My only mission trip was that I came out to marry Terry. Got whisked right away down to Mexico. But I have been involved in missions in country. But the amazing thing is that last time we did a survey, we were serving 17 first-time nationalities, immigrants, into our country. And in that, we were getting to minister to them, and in that, the word was going back to their homes, back to where they came from. And to the point that some would even ask us to pray with them. They'd get the person in their village or wherever on the phone, and the prayer group would, and the prayer group is all the volunteers that day, would pray, and we'd get reports back of the wondrous things God did. So when we serve here in the valley, we're serving the nations. And we invite you to come and participate with that, because the need is strong. We serve over 200 vehicles a day. That's not 200 people, that's 200 families. And in that, it's a lot of work. As my wife pointed out in first service, we're not as young as we used to be. And we could use some people with different skill sets. We could use drivers that can drive the van or could drive a truck. We could use people that can do heavy lifting, that's like 50 pounds. And we could use, we're trying to develop people that can take on administrative roles, because we need help with the grant writing. We need help with some of the daily operations. We need help with the bookkeeping. And all these things, so that the ministry will continue. Because, as I said, we're getting older. So please consider where you could fill in. We'd love it. You come once a month. Reuben leads a great team. And if that Saturday doesn't work for you, hey, we have like 24 other days during the month you can come. So God bless you.
Awesome. Love that. And we do go, I think you mentioned in first service that you have another Saturday that's opened up because the church backed out, and some stuff on Monday. You needed some strong people to lift, right? And I know that there's some strong guys in this church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't have noodle arms, I know. And we're going to answer the call the best that we can to help you guys, because we believe in what you're doing, because God's called us to be involved in the nations, and that's what we're going to do. Can we give these guys a hand and say thank you so much? Love you tons. Thank you for being here. While they're going down, let's also welcome Addison from Strong Families and Monty and Karen Shar from Student Venture. Let's give them a big round of applause as they come on up here. Yes. Nice big applause. It takes them a little while. Traffic jam. Good stuff. Now, I don't know if you noticed the last group that was up here. They represent a lot of our local ministries as well as these people do. And how many, just pay attention to how many cities we're ministering to just through these ministries. It's quite astounding if you pay attention. Addison, good to have you here, buddy.
Thank you.
And thank you for serving in Strong Families. Tell us what's going on, how we can be involved, and why it matters.
Well, thanks, Pastor Zach, and thanks, Fusion Christian Church, first for having us, and then also for being a part of this ministry already. If you're already a part of this, I want to give you a little bit of an update, and if you're still thinking about it, I'd like to introduce you to it. So my name's Addison Cooper. I'm the director of the hosting program, or Strong Families, which is part of Olive Crest. Olive Crest's typical work historically has been with kids that are actually in the formal children and family services system. And there's thousands of kids in this county that come into that system every year. But there's many, many more that are vulnerable or in need or are hurting that don't come into the child welfare system. In fact, I think most of the need is invisible. It's unknown. It's unspoken. And the answer to serving that need, the answer to meeting that need, I don't think lies in formal systems of care. I think it lies in relationship. And where but the church are there people who can offer relationship and hospitality and healing? So the Strong Families program is a group of volunteers who've chosen to open up their homes to provide short-term care for a day or a week or a couple weeks to kids from vulnerable families. And then those kids go back home. That's it, in a nutshell, it's hospitality. Our hope is that the parents who've asked for help will also be brought into a relationship so that the next time they're in a tight spot, they won't feel as vulnerable. But there was one story that happened over Christmas, or right before Christmas, that is still pretty fresh in my mind, and so I'll share that with you, because it's an example of how hosting can help. There was a lady, a mom of five kids, who had already had some really difficult experiences. She was in one marriage, which ended when she was widowed. Her second marriage she had to flee from because it was violent. And then she had to leave her home country because it was violent there. And she came to California for refuge, for safety. She didn't have very many resources, and she ran out of funds. And so the hotel that she had been staying in wasn't an option anymore. When she called us, she was in a laundromat because the laundromat was warmer than outside. We had a family who said, I'll host your kids. And so her five kids had a place to go that night where they were warm, where they were fed, where they were loved. One of her kids was sick. It was very important for that kid to be inside. One of her kids was barefoot. It was important for that kid to be in a place where they could receive shoes. Mom was able to have that freedom to invest all of her energy into finding housing. She found it within a few days. Her kids were able to come back to her before Christmas. And the family that hosted her kids is continuing to reach out to her, continuing to build relationship and community, so that the next time this mom goes through a rough spot, she knows she's not alone. She knows that there's a family based in a church that cares about her and her kids. And so that's what you're a part of, Fusion Christian Church. So thank you for being a part of it. If you want to be a part of it more, we're always looking for more families to say yes. And so I'll be hanging out in the community room with everybody else. Come say hey.
I love that. That's awesome. We have several families that are involved in Strong Families and helping to host kids, but we can always use more, right, to be involved. And that's just a great way to put your religion into practice, right, to take care of the orphan and the widow and encourage you to be involved in that. Monty and Karen. Karen, we told you first service you're not allowed to say anything. It's a prop. She wanted to hold the microphone because it made her feel powerful. So we let her do that. And Monty, why don't you give us the 411 on what's going on with Student Venture in the Temecula Valley?
Awesome. I yell. Thank you for being part of this church. Thank you for being part of what Jesus is doing through this church. And thank you, Zach, for being such an amazing example and bringing such a major impact into our community for what you do here. Do I hear an amen on that? Amen than you did, brother. you know, I've got a friend of mine that many years ago said, being a missionary isn't necessarily crossing the sea, it's just seeing the cross. And I love that. I love that. And what that's basically saying is that each of us matter to the mission. Each of us do. And what you're doing here is you're building that. You're vesting that. And you can feel it, huh? You know, it's important to be part of that. So thank you for what you're doing in so many people's lives around the world, but here locally also. And we're part of that. We have a ministry called Student Venture. We work with high school and middle school students in the area. We started it about, several decades ago with 9 kids, and we're working with well over 3,000 at this point in time. We have Christian clubs on high school and middle school campuses from Elsinore to here, up into Menifee and Paris area, pretty much every high school and middle school. And so we do Christian clubs, we do Bible studies once a week on there, we do discipleship programs, counseling programs, we do programs on leadership training, all of those kinds of things, and we get involved with families, et cetera. And we've taken those kids around the world. We've been, I don't know how many times I've been to 18 times I've been to Russia. Have I been there that many times? 18 times I've been to Russia, taking kids over there, and we do an English camp, teach them English, lead them to Jesus. And so many of those kids go back and lead their parents to Jesus. And we were part of the, we had the privilege of being part of when the curtain fell, planting the Christian church in Moscow. And then that went into St. Petersburg and some other areas around the country too. So really a fun thing. And we've been Bulgaria training pastors, Mexico City, I mean, all these different places. And for the most part, we take kids with us to be a part of all of that. And the blessing is that these young men and women, our ministry is win, build, send. Win kids to Christ, build them in the Word of God through relational discipleship, and then send them out to do likewise. I think I read about that in a good book. Yeah, I think I did. I read, that's kind of where we got that. And it's been awesome to be able to see the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids that are in full-time ministry all over the world. All over the world doing amazing things as pastors, worship leaders, missionaries, and then also so many of them into major influencing areas of our society that are taking on jobs and bringing Jesus into the culture. And so it's an incredible privilege that we have. It's such a blast to be able to do it. And we do that by not only meeting with kids and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis, but we do, like I'm the chaplain for the football team there. You want to have a blast. Be on the sideline with a group of guys. I get the privilege of about 5 minutes before a game in the locker room. The last thing they hear before they go onto the field is me giving them a rah, 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 you know, and then closing it in prayer. But it's so cool because as I'm quoting all these different football players and people to pump them up, I'm quoting the Word of God. And it's so cool because when I say amen, they rattle the lockers in there. It's just really a crazy thing. And we've seen so many lives that have been changed on that. Even one of my favorite things is being on the sidelines and starting with a new group of coaches each year, and the F-bombs are so prevalent. I'll explain that later if you don't know what that is. And they're just there, and it's worse from the coaches. And it usually takes about 3 to 4 games, and all of a sudden, you know, one of the coaches will come up and go, "Oh, dude, man, I am like so sorry. You know, I mean, I can't believe I've been doing this, and I've been, you know, I'm trying to change this, you know." And so, you know, and remind me, I said, "You know, I am so proud of you." And all of a sudden, you don't hear him anymore. We get that privilege. We get to go where kids are, many of them who had never darkened the door of a church, and be able to lead them to Jesus and bring them and plug them back into our local churches. And so if you're interested at all in getting involved in something like that, come see us. The training that we've done around the world for pastors and youth pastors, we use to train people that want to come and work with us on the campus. And you know, I came into this ministry kicking and screaming. I didn't want anything to do with young people. I thought to be able to be, I was a zealous, crazy, wild man when I sold out to Jesus, open air preaching in college campuses and stuff like that. And my thought of ministry to youth was entertain them and then sneak in the gospel. Man, we do not entertain anybody along that line, except my normal orneriness. You know, we bring the word of God in a powerful way. And we've got kids from every single background, struggling with their identities, you know, all kinds of different things that are there. And they are so locked in every time when we teach, and they're in line waiting to hear more and coming to leadership and discipleship groups and things like that so that they can grow in a deeper fashion. And you all are holding our arms up while we go. So thank you very, very much. Oh, okay. Did you hear her voice?
She
was throwing it right here. On a typical campus, well, like in Temecula High School campus, we're running about 170 kids at lunch. And that's just who shows up, so it's probably more like about 250 because the different ones rotate in. Already over the last year, we've had about 120 kids give their life to Jesus. On a typical club, when we start off, maybe 40 of those kids will know Jesus, 40%, and 60% don't. And by the end of the year, almost all of them always do. It's such an awesome blessing. So thank you, guys.
Amazing. Just one last question, Monty. How many kids is Student Venture working with throughout the valley right now?
At least 3,000.
Yeah.
That we're working with, plus the ones that we reach and outreaches and things like that, that we don't know if, you know, where they go from there with it or not.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I love that. Love that. Let's give them a hand and thank them for being here. We appreciate you guys so much. Love you tons. You know, Student Ventures also has some campuses available. If you, some God would put on your heart, go talk to Monty and Karen after service and say, hey, I've maybe got a call for that, and maybe God would use you in that way. It's a great way to step out of your comfort zone. And God's good. Now listen, Nick and Kristen could not be with us today because they're in Peru, but he sent us a little video. Let's watch it.
Hey, Fusion Church. My name is Nick Balcom, and I am your missionary to the country of Peru in South America. Fusion, thank you guys so much for giving. Because of your generosity, this last year, we were able to reach over 147,000 people with a clear presentation of the gospel. Through our church, Camino de Vida, we were able to do that through outreaches that you guys know, through our wheelchairs, through our feeding programs, through our kids programs, through all kinds of different things. The most important thing that you guys know is that we make it fun. Either we're sweating our brains out in the jungle as you guys are painting and playing with kids and doing kid shows, or we're in Lima, or we're up in the mountains freezing. We'll do whatever it takes so that we can give a clear presentation of the gospel. This last year was one of the hardest years that probably we personally have ever gone through as a family and in our ministry. Over the last 4 months, the difficulties that we faced in dealing with indigenous leaders and governing bodies and the attacks that we felt and the oppression that we felt has been pretty serious. But through that, God helped us to learn an important lesson about humility, about giving people dignity, and how to do missions with indigenous tribes in a sustainable way. So because of that, I'm so excited for 2025. I believe in 2025, we're going to see some really cool spiritual breakthrough, and maybe this is the year that we get to reach the indigenous communities that have never been reached before, never been contacted before, and we'll be able to find a way to give them a clear presentation of the gospel. None of that would be possible if it wasn't for you. Thank you guys for over a decade of faithful giving, and may God bless you on your missions Sunday. God bless.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Hey, while you're clapping, let's welcome Gabriel and Gabby and Mark and Debbie Bloom. Come on up here, you guys. We love having you. Keep it rolling. Here we go. No, you got a chair, sir, right over here. There you go. Have a seat. All right. Well, welcome to you guys. So glad you are here. These people represent our global
Thank
part
you,
of our
Mom.
Global mission. part of a global mission, and we're excited to hear what's going on. So briefly, Mark and Debbie, tell us what's going on with World Missions Adventure and how we can be involved.
Well, greetings on behalf of Mark and I from Dallas, Texas. We're glad to be back in Cali, though. Woo! Ooh, do we miss Cali. We love you. We thank you for your partnership, and what you give helps us do many things locally, again, nationally and internationally. So we're, again, glad to be part of the family here.
Yes, we are. We love y'all. I was saying when I walked in today, Jason greeted us. We were one of the first people here because we're big Christians. actually, I got the wrong time. So no, I'm just kidding. But when we came in, Jason said, "Hey, welcome home." And I went, "Yeah," because this really is our home. You know, I said, Pastor Zach and Laura are going on 29 years of marriage, if you can believe that. Yeah, let's give it up for them. But my wife actually got to go to their wedding. I was on a missions trip, and sweet little Laura over there, Pastor Laura, she was our babysitter when she was 10 years old. Can you believe I left my baby with a 10-year-old? I'll tell you about her setting our carpet on fire the first time she babysat, but we won't go there, but that's true. We love, love, love this church. And one of the things I shared in the last service was, you know, there's a verse in 1 Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel in the Bible, where it talks about David. They had gone and plundered a city, and there were some people that went and some people that stayed back. And when they came back, David said, "Listen, everybody gets the blessing. Everybody gets the blessing. So whether you're going to Mexico or around the world, wherever you go, if you guys are part of Fusion Church, you get the blessing. I'm telling you, it's amazing how God works. And so for whatever you guys give, whatever you sow, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Our dream, so we got laid off of our jobs about 3 years ago during COVID. The same day, the boss came in, handed us a check, said, "Sorry, can't give you any severance, but, you know, God bless y'all." And we kind of looked at each other and said, "Wow, God's got something amazing for us." And so we started our own ministry at 60 years old, and we said, "Let's go for it, man. I don't know. I don't want to just sit around for the next 25, 30 years. I got stuff to do." And so we've taken teams all around the world, and I love to take teams because I say the average guy will put in $100 on a missions weekend, be like, "Ah, I'm good." But if you go on a missions trip, especially overseas, you get to see, you get to feel, you get to meet, you get to touch. I mean, I look at all these people. Mercedes Apollo, do you just love her as a children's pastor? Come on. You should see her overseas when she's got hundreds of kids speaking Spanish and she's got them dancing around, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Do you guys know that you came and built a church? You guys know you built a church because you were there. You built a school for these kids in a small, small town, a Mayan village in La Pila. You started building this school, and then we got to go back last year, my wife and I, and dedicate the school that you guys built, Fusion Christian Church built. You might not even know that. Did you know you sent a team to Peru last year and ministered? I still have chigger bites from 6 months ago. Do you guys know that this year we are going to take a team from this church, Fusion Christian Church, to Guatemala? So if you want to go, "Hey, how do I get involved?" Come with us to Guatemala. You've never had more fun than with, how many of y'all have traveled either to Peru or Guatemala? Can I wave your hands? Look around. These guys are some crazy people right here. They are some crazy. Matt, he cray cray. You think he's crazy up here? That guy is cray cray on the mission field. But you should see the people that just feel the love. They cannot believe that a team from America would come out just to love on them, to have fun with the kids, to give the gospel, to share Jesus with them. So that's what you are all a part of. So we just love Pastor Zach. Yes, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And we love you guys. You are amazing people. And I love that they kind of share the same name. That is so cool.
Love it. God's good, isn't he?
See.
Just a side note that in Peru, Pastor Matt is a little crazy, but he's also a giant. looking down on all of the Peruvians. God loves you. Gabriel and Gabby, tell us what's going on in Mexico and how God's working through Casa Esperanza, and give us the 411.
Yeah, in Casa Esperanza, Ensenada is a refuge for we have a moms and their children, a victim for abuse or abandon, and we are very happy to be here, and God has been doing a great things in our children in our school, after the junior high and the high school, our kids get it to degree in university, the Bible college too, and this is a fruit of the seed, you know, for the ministry that God's put on their heart, but in not only in our hearts, or you know, in you heart, and you are a part of this ministry as a church, and thank you for all the support. And my wife has a little gift for you. I don't know.
So I forgot this in first service. And so our, like I said, we are a refuge for women, and our goal is for the moms to transition out. Our cook, she actually was a mom in the shelter. She graduated, she got her house built, and she works now for Casa Esperanza. If anybody knows Rocio, those who help in the kitchen, that's Rocio. And Rocio is a mom of three. She's a widow, and she got married, and then her husband abandoned her like at 3 months. And so to make extra money, she sells tortillas. So I bought some. They're homemade, and it's for your Guatemala trip. Just kidding.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Gracias.
De nada. So our goal is to continue to invest in our mom's lives when they transition out. And one of them is she makes donuts, she makes tortillas, and she sells them to make an extra income. The wages out there are very low. And another thing I wanted to share, this last year was a difficult year, not just like because a financial thing that we went through, but the hearts were hardened. And we had hardened hearts in our ministry, and we prayed, and as a staff and team, and the Lord, we had to discipline some of our moms in a loving way, giving them opportunity after opportunity. This year was tough. Pray for us. I know a lot of you guys do pray for us, but I'm going to just give you guys a little detail. Just pray for those hearts, for the new moms that come in, that they really want to change their lives. There's something, I got to tell you, there was something after the pandemic that we received a generation of just really hardened hearts, rebellious hearts, breaking rules, bringing in, it's embarrassing to say this, but I'm going to be real with you, bringing in drunk men on our property. And then my son having to say, Mom, why are the drunk men coming on the property? And it's unfortunately, it's because our moms are helping them get on the property. And so it's sad. I mean, that's what we go through on our regular day basis. You don't know what family what kind of person you're going to receive. You take a step of faith, you invest in them, you share the gospel, you plant that seed, and our goal is to plant those seeds in those hearts of those children, that they get an opportunity to get an education. And the fact that we get kids going to Bible college and getting a degree, it's a blessing. But I say, it's because of ministries and churches like you guys that invest in the lives of our children.
Amazing. Thank you. Love that. Can we give them a hand and say thanks so much for being here? We appreciate you guys. It's okay.